thinking back on the first chapter of the book, it seems that your mother made a big impression on you when you were a child. You were dancing, and she said, "You're stiff, you'll never be a dancer," because you refer to that in the book, and it made you determined, you know, determined to, like, overcome that, whatever it was. So my question to you is, since then, did you have a sense of what she actually meant? You're stiff. What did that mean? What do you think? What did she mean?
I only knew that the word stiff meant you were stiff. I didn't have anything. The only thing I knew was that what I thought was that I think of a stick or a pole or something like that. And when she said, "You're too stiff," well, this is what I think. I said, because a dog, I must be standing up like a pole or something like that, you know. So I wanted to, you know, change that image if possible, but not to change the image because I wanted to show my mother that I could be different, but to change the image to say, is this okay, Mommy? Do you like it this way? Is this better? You know, because I wanted her to approve of what I was doing. And that was my idea. It wasn't that I said, well, okay, say I'm too stiff to dance, I'm going to show her. You know,
okay.
That was not my idea.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
My idea was just to, I wanted, as I said again, I've always wanted to do something to please my mother. I mean, but I was still a kid, and I know there's a lot of times that I would do things that she didn't approve of, and I would feel sorry that I did them, but, you know, being a kid, you're going to be adventurous, and you're going to do things, you know,
okay.
And I did a great many things that she didn't approve of. She found out about them later on, you know, and stuff like
right.
that. But that was my idea at that time, was to do something to please. I said, well, I'm going to learn how to get unstiff, you know. So that, and that was the thoughts in my mind, because I wanted to please my mother. Say, if I go out dance with her again, she's not going to tell me that I'm too stiff, because I'm going to learn how to be unstiff.
So what did you do? What did you work on?
I just, you know, as I said, I started buying records and listened to the record playing, and I tried to, and I think maybe that just might have had something to do with my being able to listen to music more, because when I got the records and I started playing them, and I started trying to move it to the music, and I tried to bend with the music, try to, you know, bend over and things like that, you know, while the record was playing and listening to music. I mean, that might have been, you know, that, and I think this is the first time that thought has come to me, and I don't know how you could bring it out and nobody else did.
Well, you've been teaching people all over the world, and you come across some pretty stiff people, even among the professionals.
You know, and I try to show them, you know, what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, sometimes people at the time, they might try to do it, but one class, two classes, three classes will not change, you know,
right.
your way of dancing.
Right.
Unless you really, really concentrate on it, you know.
Right.
But I still try.
So getting back to this sort of seminal experience there, when you started to explore moving in your own body, I mean, did you say, well, let's see what I can do with these shoulders, let's see what I can do with these hips, let's see how I can change this posture, let's see what I can do with these arms. I mean, do you have any sense of what, you know, what kind of things you tried that changed the way you move?
Well, no, not necessary. I don't really. I just, you know, the part of my body that I feel responds to whatever music I'm listening to. I mean, you know, some music might be playing or something, or you might get like maybe a saxophone riff, or maybe a saxophone player is improvising, and he might play something, and that might make me want to move my hips, you know, and maybe a trumpet player or a trombone player or something is playing something, might make me want to move my shoulder or something, but it just all depends upon, you know, the feel of the music as to where in my body that I want to move to that particular sound. It's almost like, okay, moving my hips sound like what this guy is playing on a trombone, you know, or what this guy is playing on a saxophone, or maybe just moving my shoulder sound like, or a trumpet just hit a note or something like that. You know, and it's not that I say, well, okay, if he hits the trumpet or hit a note, I'm going to move my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that.
Right.
It's like, this is what I want to do with this part of my body right here.
You feel it there. You hear it there. It moves you there. It's not you're thinking about it or deciding. It's just you hear it there. You feel it there. And
yes.
So that part of your body moves.
This is wonderful because you are getting at some information that we talked about this, but I didn't, in that particular area, I didn't follow it into the kind of depth that you're getting into here. So I think this is really, really
interesting. Yeah, hearing music in different parts of your body, because music has, you know, these different ups and downs and sounds and tones. And
yeah, I think this is very valuable information.